Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the LA Local for Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Aaron Cooper. The news is newsing, and we got a lot to get to, so let's get to it. Here's what's coming up on today's LA Local. Street vendors are asking the governor to protect them from ICE. Home economics is going back to school, and more Hollywood studios are suing a company in China over AI. But first, we have an update on the body found in a singer's Tesla trunk outside a junkyard in Hollywood. Our Emily Valdez says the body found was a 15-year-old girl from Lake Elsinore.
Celeste Rivas Hernandez was 13 years old when she was last seen in April of 2024, leaving her home in Lake Elsinore. On September 8th, her partially dismembered body was found in a bag in the trunk of a Tesla at a Hollywood tow yard. The vehicle registered to the singer David, who's currently on tour. He canceled today's show in Seattle after Celeste's identity was released. The Tesla was brought to the tow yard after it was reportedly abandoned for about 5 days in the Hollywood Hills. While David's PR team says he is cooperating with the investigation, an LAPD investigator would not confirm that with KNX News. Celeste and the singer have matching tattoos on their index finger that say, shh, but that is also a fairly common tattoo. While we know who Celeste is, we still don't know how she died and who was involved with her death and partial dismemberment.
Now, a bill protecting street vendors from ICE agents is on Governor Newsom's desk right now, and many have rallied today to get him to sign it. Our Karen Adams was in Boyle Heights. She has the story.
Governor Newsom, sign SB.
State Senator Maria DeRazzo rallied with the street vendors and immigrant rights groups, urging Governor Newsom to sign her bill, the Street Vendor Protection Act. It's on his desk. The senator spoke with me about what her bill does.
The street vendors' information can get shared. Sometimes we know it has been or it could be, but that information can be shared with the federal government. So what this bill says is, we don't need that. To get the business license that we want all street vendors to have, we don't have to share that information with the federal government. And that's really the crux of it, is that we want to make it somewhat safer for these men and women to be business people on the streets. It's for cultural reasons. They bring neighborhoods together. They're able to pay the rent. They're able to put the food on the table. That's what this is all about.
Senator DeRazzo says street vendors have bared the brunt of the ICE raids, disrupting a $500 million industry in LA alone.
Now, we know that ICE activity isn't stopping anytime soon, and we've been telling you about a Pasadena man who was detained for nearly 2 weeks by ICE in a basement known as B18 in downtown LA.
To be treated like an object for 13 days. It's tough. I don't feel human anymore.
That's Rami Othman. Rami is originally from Tunisia, but is in the country legally. He's married to a senior doctor at Huntington Hospital, and she's a U.S. citizen. And on top of that, he has a tumor in his head. And he tells our Margaret Carrero that that played a role in the mix-up that meant he had to spend 13 days in that basement.
The officer, he told me that, no, he can't change it. And he feels bad for what's happening to me. And this is because of, you know, they said like the new system and the new law. And I was like, what new law? Immigration law never changed. If you are a green card applicant, you're protected. Like this cannot be happening to someone that applied for green card. I didn't cross the border. I didn't commit a crime to deserve to be here. I got stuck on B18. I was the only person who stayed there for 13 days. Like usually it's 2 to 3 days.
And you have no idea why that was the case?
The reason they told me is because when they asked me for my medical history, if I have any medical problems, I told them that I have a tumor. They asked me, is it cancer or benign? I said they need to remove it to know, so we don't know. So they said no detention center is taking you because they don't take someone with tumor.
And so how was your health affected being in that type of custody?
No sleep, of course. I started getting weak, lack of food too. Hope was like just fading starting day 5 when they told me that no one is accepting me and please be patient and all that.
You were eventually moved though, right, to Arizona? What was that like?
Oh yes, on day 13. It felt like a hotel when I went there, honestly. So people were like seeing me like being relieved and happy, like thinking that I'm going, like I'm in a resort, but it's different. When you are in a fridge, in a floor, in a concrete floor, and then all of a sudden you have a bed and you have shower and you have toothbrush and like cooked food, it's completely different. Then you're safe. So it's a transfer between being in danger to safety.
And he says his wife is now getting death threats about this case.
She's receiving a lot of hate messages. Me too. We received threats. And
where are these threats coming from?
Social media. It became like a political fight, or I don't know, which is we're not political at all. We've seen like a lot of nice support, and on the other hand we received a lot of bad messages and also threats, like some comments that I wish them like to die or feed them to crocodiles, or you know, like it's painful to hear comments like this, you know, from people you don't know
and who don't know you, and it's just it
exactly
it's
yeah, yeah, people that, yeah, of course
it feels like a vicious cycle that we're in.
Yeah, it's unconditional hate that I can't explain why someone will wish someone to die. We don't want to see humanity going this way.
Homeland Security is not commenting on the case. Rami is currently considering treatment options for his brain tumor. And from immigration to the environment, plastic pellets are turning up in California's waterways by the thousands. Brian Ping has the story.
That water bottle you bought at the store or the bag you used to carry it out was likely at one point a pile of plastic pellets. They're smaller than pennies and they get melted down to make all sorts of products. But they often fall loose in transit and more often than not, they're left to litter the landscape. Fiona Hines with CalPERG tells us volunteers combed waterways all around the world and turned up well over 50,000 of these tiny pellets, including about 4,000 here in this state.
We know that in California especially, although we already have a law regarding the handling of pre-production plastic pellets, they often escape during transport. This can happen not only when these cars tip over or spill, but also just generally in transit. They're kind of hard to manage.
She says those responsible for the pollution can be held accountable. They recently won a Clean Water Act settlement against a company in Pennsylvania, which agreed to install technology to stop pellets from being discharged and detect when they've escaped.
All right, listen, can I be real for a second? I know the news can be heavy and what's happening around the world and in our city can feel depressing and hopeless. And I don't really have the answers to fix it. I mean, I'm just the messenger. But if it makes you feel any better, Mother Nature is also depressed. If you stepped out of your house this morning and wondered if you were in Miami, you can blame the tropical depression. Yes, that is the term. And RP Demetrio reports that this stickiness may last through the weekend.
What was Tropical Storm Mario is now just a remnant of its former self. And UCLA climate specialist Daniel Swain says its effects may persist for quite a while.
Starting late Wednesday and then continuing really throughout the weekend and maybe being even reinvigorated early next week by a secondary wave of subtropical and tropical moisture.
The result, unsettled weather fronts along with temperatures in the 80s, it'll move through Southern California with a good chance for thunderstorms, rain, and even dry lightning that could pose risks of starting brush fires in some upper elevations around the basin. Best advice? Hydrate and dress for humidity levels of up to 70% during the late afternoon and evening hours.
And now some forecasters are even saying that we could get 2 to 4 inches of rain this weekend. All right, buckle up, everybody, and bring out those raincoats and the umbrellas and your rain boots if you got them. It could be a wet one out there. Now, do you remember home ec? Did I take home ec? If I have to think about it, I think the answer is no. But our Craig Figner says LAUSD is dusting off home economics to teach students about how to manage their money, their credit, and probably their debt.
The LAUSD school board has decided that it's bringing back home economics to its schools and doing so very soon ahead of a new state law that takes effect in a few years, requiring that students take at least a semester of some type of financial literacy education. I'm at Fairfax High School. I've been talking with students about the idea of this new class, how to manage money, how to avoid debt traps.
And you don't want to be in debt. You got to know how to have a 401k. You got to know how to have a good credit score and all that. I'm just confused why school don't do that nowadays. I don't know why LAUSD took that away from us.
Well, it's changing. They say they're going to start implementing some level of home economics education. What year are you?
Junior. So they go teach us about like how to manage our money and stuff?
That's what they decided last night.
I agree with that, 100%.
You're going to take that class, it sounds
like. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'm gonna take that class.
I feel like I'm talking to a future millionaire.
Yeah, I play football and all that, so you feel me?
Yeah.
You might see me there.
Home ec classes in American education has roots back to the 1860s. The skills necessary then were cooking, sewing, gardening classes, and learning how to take care of children. Home ec started to vanish for some reason in the 80s and 90s. Making a comeback, though.
See, kids? AI can't solve all your problems. Life skills are where they're at. And while we're on the subject of AI, Hollywood's war on artificial intelligence is escalating. And now 3 studios are joining forces to sue a Chinese company. Our Alex Silverman wonders if this is just a losing battle.
Disney, Universal, and Warner Brothers Discovery claim this Chinese company, Minimax, will generate Darth Vader and Wonder Woman on demand, and it's even used copyrighted characters in its ads without permission. It's a pretty brazen example of the thing the studios have been trying to fight.
This has become a pressing issue as generative AI is able to create very realistic outputs that match the IP of some of the biggest media companies in the world.
Brandy Nonicki is the senior policy director at the nonprofit Americans for Responsible Innovation. She says no one expects the U.S. courts to be able to just snap their fingers and stop this all over the world.
However, I think that this signals to others that if you're using generative AI tools intending to deceive the public in that those materials have been created by the original firm and not by you,
you're probably going to get sued, and that could at least stop some from trying to do it. The studios are demanding what would amount to big money, $150,000 for each instance of copyright theft.
And J.D. Power has released a report on their best airports in the U.S. and Canada. All right, John Wayne Airport in Orange County ranked number 1. This is the second time that they've received this in a row. For medium airports, you've got Ontario and Burbank, which both made top 10, number 2 and number 9, respectively. Love Burbank Airport. I wish I could only fly out of Burbank, but instead I have to always fly out of LAX. That's just where the flights are. And they ranked 15th place. Michael Taylor with J.D. Power tells us what people really thought about LAX in this survey.
It's very difficult to manage a mega airport, especially in a major metropolitan area with the traffic that you get on the 101 and down the PCH and everywhere else. They are making improvements to that airport. And people do see that, and they think that the experience is just okay. Not as excellent as it is at the smaller airports, but it's just okay.
The categories were determined by ease of travel, level of trust, the terminals, the staff, the food and drink, and the arrival experience. John Wayne scored high for parking that was close to the actual terminal that they were going to. So do better, LAX. Do better, Ontario. Do better, Burbank. We got places to go and people to see. All right, folks, this has been your LA Local for Wednesday, September 17th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see all the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Happy hump day to those who celebrate. We are almost to Friday. Hang in there. Thanks for listening. I gotta run. Tune in tomorrow to hear Vivian Lanoue Gabriel. Catch you next time. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.